The Zim Expo has been going on every year. As you rightly put it, it's the 15th year. The first time it was started, the whole idea was to have a platform where Zimbabwean businesses can network. But over the years, it has evolved from being a business network only to a network for individuals, to a time where Zimbabweans across USA can get to meet, a time where Zimbabweans can network one-on-one at the Zim Expo. And we've also used it as a platform, like more recently we've used it as a platform to also try to bring in, for example, musical artists from Zimbabwe to come and entertain Zimbabweans who are based here.
This year, who are you bringing from Zimbabwe? And do you have any other local artists who are going to perform at the Expo?
Well, this year we're bringing in Cynthia Mare. She's based in Zimbabwe, used to be in UK, but relocated to Zimbabwe, has done well for herself in Zimbabwe. She won an award, the recent music awards that Zimbabwe had, and she was one of the winners. So this year we're bringing in Cynthia Mare to entertain us at the Zim Expo. Do we have any locals at present? No, we don't have any lined up. There is one or two that we're still talking to who had expressed interest in wanting to be curtain raisers for Cynthia, but as it is, our main artist to look forward to is Cynthia Mare.
You have 15 years of experience. Can we say you are experienced enough not to face any problems in organizing this large event?
There's no such thing. There is no such thing as you're experienced enough to where you won't face problems. Every year will always come with its own challenges. Each year has its own different challenge. So the one thing that has kept us going is the fact that we are a group that's firstly committed to the cause of, you know, having this event every year for the benefit of the Zimbabwean community. But then secondly, as a united group, we believe that there is no such thing as impossible to overcome. So that's what keeps us going, and that's what allows us to overcome any challenge. So challenges will always be there. Even for the expo that we're going to plan for next year, it will come up with its own challenges.
How is the response from Zimbabweans based here?
So far, the response has been very, very encouraging. There are a lot of Zimbabweans who are looking forward to being in LA, because this time we're in the West Coast. We haven't been in the West Coast for 10 years now, because we've mostly been either in the East Coast or the mid-USA regions, because, you know, that's where a lot of the Zimbabweans are. But we also have Zimbabweans in the West Coast. So at least for the West Coast, for the Zimbabweans based in the West Coast, the response has been very, very great.
Some people associate Zim Expo USA with political parties. May you clarify your position here?
Here's something we want to make unequivocally clear, is that we have never been, we will never be, and have never been associated with any political party. And that is not going to happen anytime soon. The minute that happens, I'll be one of those who will leave, and I'm pretty sure the whole organization will disintegrate. What we do is, if you ask us who are we aligned to, we are aligned to Zimbabwe. So for us, you're Zimbabwean first before you are aligned to any political party. So for example, if a political party was to come today to say we want to display something or we want to have some time at your expo, we will not say no to them, because as far as we're concerned, you're Zimbabweans first, you know, and we do recognize that there is a lot of political parties in Zimbabwe.
What are you promising Zimbabweans or those who are going to attend Zim Expo?
For those who are going to attend, it's going to be a great time. We have changed the program a little bit, you know, because we're in the West Coast. You can look forward to a fashion show. We've never had a fashion show where Zimbabweans come to showcase their fashion skills or show off their fashion skills. So we have those on Friday. We have our traditional beauty pageant on Saturday. We have a new set of ladies, as always, as every year. And Sunday, we're doing something different again. We have a beach party where there'll be beach volleyball and all that. So, you know, it's going to be different. It's something to look forward to. And also the fact that you'll be meeting other Zimbabweans from other regions or from other towns that you've never met before. They'll all be there. So come, let's all have fun, and let's have a good time this weekend.